Another very big legal matter playing out today in Victoria's Court of Appeal, where George Pell's legal team has been putting its case for their client to be acquitted and set free. They say it was unreasonable for the jury last December to find him guilty beyond reasonable doubt, based on the evidence presented to them. Australia's most senior Catholic was convicted on 5 counts of sexually abusing 2 choir boys at Melbourne's St Patrick's Cathedral in the 1990s. Samantha Donovan has been at court today. She joins me. Hello, Sam. What is the main argument Pell's lawyers are putting to the Court of Appeal judges?
Well, Linda, it's this first round of the appeal, and this is the one that Cardinal Pell and his lawyers are really hoping will succeed, because it will result in him being acquitted and set free. And the argument essentially is that it was unreasonable for the jury to reach the guilty verdict. They say that it's just not possible that the juries could have had no doubt about his guilt, because the case in favour of his convicting him was based solely on the evidence of one person, and that was the complainant, whereas they point to about 20 witnesses who gave evidence that Pell's abuse of the boys either didn't happen or couldn't have happened. And those witnesses were people at St Patrick's Cathedral at that time, back in 96 and 97, people like church officials and choristers and parents. Pell's lawyers have argued that the then Archbishop had an alibi, that he was standing at the cathedral door speaking to worshippers at the time the alleged offending occurred. They say that it wasn't possible for the offending to have happened in the 5 to 6 minute time frame that it's claimed it happened, that it's not possible that no one saw the offending given the number of people around at the time, and also that Pell's robes made it impossible that he could abuse the boys in the way that it's been claimed. Now, the appeal court judges have done a lot of work ahead of today's hearing. They've read all the trial evidence, they've listened to the recordings, they've been through all the submissions for the appeal. They've even looked at the type of robes Pell would have been wearing as Archbishop back then, and they've been to St Patrick's Cathedral to see the rooms where the offences are said to have happened. So today we heard the judges asking Pell's lawyers questions about all these arguments. It was a very detailed legal argument with plenty of references to case law and precedent. There were questions of logic and semantics. They asked questions about the robes, for example, and the brazenness of the offending, which Pell's lawyers point to as evidence that it just didn't happen.
Now, there are other grounds as well for this appeal. They're sort of more technical, aren't they? Can you explain them?
Yes. So if he isn't acquitted on that first ground, Pell's lawyers are relying on a second ground, that the trial judge was wrong in not allowing them to play a visual aid in their closing argument. Now, this was described at the trial as being like the old Pac-Man computer game, showing the movement of people in the cathedral in support of that argument that there were just too many people around for the offences to have been carried out. Barrister Ruth Shan told the appeal court judges today that this is 21st century technology that should be permitted in a 21st century case, because she said jurors are so addicted to phones and tablets, they need that visual representation of what may have happened. She said that the prosecution's case was that there were just 3 people around at the time of the offending, but she said this visual aid would have helped the jury see that there were at least 10 other people at the back of the cathedral area at that time, and that their evidence shouldn't be disregarded. The final ground, Linda, is a very technical point relating to how many of the jurors were in the room when Pell was arraigned, that is, when he entered his plea of not guilty. Now, if either of those 2 grounds are accepted by the Court of Appeal, it's most likely a retrial will be ordered.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Sam. Samantha Donovan at the Victorian Appeal Court today.